This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Give me the news. All right, I hope you guys have a bad case of loving me because I need my ratings to go up. No, I'm joking. Thank you guys so much. So excited with all the new affiliates we've received this last year. And we're really grateful that you guys are listening to the show. Honestly, I'm honored and looks like I better step it up. I was going to open today talking about how my cat pees up the carpet and how I think we finally got rid of the pee smell. But I think, you know, now knowing that we have all these new affiliates, I probably need to change course. But I'm just so excited. I got to talk about it. So you guys know I have four cats and I got a dog, okay? And of all the animals, the one that makes the biggest stink is Shakeaboo. Y'all know Shakeaboo. He's been on the show multiple times, right? He was, remember we had two cats, Shake and Bake. Bake died when all those animals were dying from the cat food that was causing kidney failure. So Bake dies, and now we have Shake, who doesn't like his name because he doesn't understand Shake and Bake without Bake. So we had to call him Shakeaboo, which to me I think is very masculine, but he doesn't like it. Anyway, as a result of being called Shakeaboo and losing his brother, he decides to pee up the house. And so the house stinks. And so I guess Corey found a certain enzymes that I guess were, I thought you're supposed to do a lemon juice mix or use a toothbrush. I don't know. But apparently he found these enzymes and the part of the house where Shakeaboo did his big pee-pee, you can't smell it. Now, personally, I want to rip up the carpet and get rid of it, but that's kind of expensive. So the area that he did pee-pee, the only problem is I think there's a second place. Because cats will usually just find one place and just keep peeing and keep peeing because they want to, you know, own that part. Shake's smart. He doesn't want to pee up too much because he doesn't want to pay rent. Okay, he only wants one small corner of the house that's not very rentable, so we can't say, look, okay, you gotta pay for living here. But I think he took on a second place. So that's kind of what I'm going to be planning for the weekend, figuring out where the second place of pee-pee is. And but I'm pretty excited that we've, you know, made some progress in getting rid of the pee-pee smell. Okay, no, thought you guys wanted to hear that good news. What are we going to talk about today? Well, apparently the flu season is supposed to be a doozy. And I know they always say every year you hear the flu season is a doozy, so you guys all run out and get your flu shots and everybody's happy. But actually, they really mean it this time. This is kind of like the boy who cried wolf. Okay, we really mean it this time. We are seeing a rise in hospitalizations. So we have Dr. Karin Deuce, who is an assistant professor at Toro University, associate professor, of basic sciences and microbiology and immunology. She's been a frequent guest on our show. She'll be here to help us make heads or tails. Plus, many of us have been dealing with some real bad cold spells. Why do we usually see a peak in flu season after that? She's going to help us talk about it. All right, U.S. heart failure cases are on the rise. Why? We're supposed to be with our statins and all our great doctors on the radio teaching you guys stuff. We're supposed to be, getting a grip on this. And unfortunately, heart failure cases are on the rise. And actually, it is us doctors to think, and you'll find out why. A breathalyzer for cancer is in the works. Well, you breathe into a, yeah, I know, I'm going to make sure I have to, I have to quit drinking, right? Just, you know, long enough to get that test done. So the alcohol doesn't mess up the results, but that could be pretty exciting stuff, a breathalyzer for cancer. Syphilis cases in Orange County. I was on KABC this morning with Doug McIntyre talking about how apparently syphilis has risen 400% in Orange County. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, and maybe rather than Orange County, it's going to have to be called a yellow-green county, but we have got to talk about this. This is frightening. We talk about STDs on the rise. Everyone's like, well, I'm not having sex, so it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does affect you, and we'll tell you why. Starbucks has been losing money. Why? Online sales.
There's a mobile ordering service that is starting to do them in. We're going to talk about that. Going to talk about Judy Garland's remains. Apparently, Liza Minnelli, her daughter, moved. We'll tell you where Judy Garland is now buried. And a study finds 1 in 10 women suffer from painful sex. So for those of you that don't understand why your wife won't have sex with you, maybe it's because it hurts. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you men have lost your hair. And a very good friend of mine has been losing his hair pretty dramatically. And I took a picture of the back of his head on an airplane once. And it kind of looks like a smiley face. I wish I could post it, but he'd kill me if I do. And you know, many of you men are just, you know, very frustrated with losing hair. And I have to keep telling you, bald men are sexy. Very sexy. But now we got some science behind it. A University of Pennsylvania study found that men with shaved heads were rated as more dominant. And so guys with male pattern baldness may actually attract other partners because they're so sexy and dominant looking. All right. Apparently, Larry David is a staunch bald advocate. He says anyone can be confident with full head hair, but a confident bald man, there's your diamond in the rough. So, the study conducted 3 experiments in which participants rated photos and descriptions of bald men and those with hair on characteristics such as dominance, confidence, masculinity, and attractiveness. And the studies found that bald men were seen as more dominant over their peers and were also viewed as taller and stronger. Now, why is this? I think it's Mr. Clean. When we see somebody bald, we don't think of Rick from Pawn Stars. We don't think of Yul Brynner from The King and I, who, by the way, very sexy. I think Rick from Pawn Stars is sexy, too. I really dig the bald. But it's because of, I think, Mr. Clean. And whoever came up with Mr. Is Mr. Clean the bald guy with the muscles? If that's him, very brilliant. Because now anytime you see bald, you just perceive muscles. So that was a marketing genius for anybody who was bald. And, you know, they talk about, well, maybe it's, you know, extra testosterone that causes balding. There's a lot of reasons for men going bald and male pattern baldness. And many men that shave their heads, they aren't bald. They just feel they look better than having receding hairlines. You know, Corey has a receding hairline, my husband. Yeah, I still think he's sexy. Right, Bruce Willis, very sexy. If Michael Fassbender shaved his head, sexy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Mackenzie who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of us have been coughing and fluish and sneezing, and some of us haven't been because we got our flu shots. But we're being told by the CDC that flu season is getting worse. It is off and running, but they are thinking that this is going to be worse than previous years. So here to help us make heads or tails is our favorite guest, Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University of Nevada. Hi, Dr. Karen. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I'm doing great. Actually, I just am getting over the flu.
Oh, are you? Did you get the flu shot?
Yeah, I did get the flu shot, so I had a very, very mild flu. But, you know, it still doesn't feel really great. And my husband actually had it, too, and he was in complete denial.
Oh, they always are.
And so, yeah, they always are. And so what happened was he ended up with one of those nasty post-flu respiratory infections.
And that's
actually one of the most dangerous things about flu.
Exactly.
Is what
exactly.
happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, pneumonia, what else can kill besides, you know, when somebody gets the flu?
Well, it's primarily the flu itself can kill you. You get a really high fever, and if you have any other underlying issues, if you have chronic lung disease or heart disease, diabetes, things, or you're immunosuppressed in some way, you know, you've had an organ transplant, and your immune system isn't working the greatest, or you're old, over 65, that's when the flu can get very badly, and you end up being in the hospital, and you may die. And flu kills about 30 to 36,000 people a year.
That's a lot.
That's a regular flu year. That's not a bad flu year. That's a regular year. And most of those are very young and very old.
Yeah, it's a shame. I was asked, you know, why this flu season is different. And from a virology sense, you're able to help, you know, explain this. But what I was explaining to some of the news outlets was, you know, one is, older people have to have a stronger flu shot. And if they're not getting then there's a couple out there on the market for them to get a higher dose flu vaccine with an adjuvant. And if they don't get it, then they're not vaccinated. And then kids, on the other hand, the CDC recommended that the nasal vaccine they recommended don't even use it, don't even take it because it's not going to help this year. And so you have a lot of kids.
It's really weird. So what's running around now is a little bit of H1N1, which we've been seeing since, you know, forever, especially since about 2009. But there's another one called H3N2. And for some reason, your body just doesn't respond as well, either with the vaccine or even in terms of if you get it one year, you can still get it the next. And I don't think anybody's really sure what's going on with this H3N2, but it seems to be a little nastier than some of the other ones that we've seen recently.
For those who are joining us, hold on one second. For those joining us, we're talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, associate professor, basic sciences, microbiology, and immunology at Touro University, Nevada. They're saying that the H3N2 will cause a more severe flu than H1N1. And for those people who don't know H1N1, that was the swine flu. That's what we dealt with in 2009. That really blew us knocked us out of the park.
Yep.
But a lot of us have immunity because we have the H1N1.
So many of us had that virus. That virus is really not circulating in very many people anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe 1 to 2% of the flu cases that are tested. Mm-hmm. But around 90% of what's going around now is this H3N2. And in case anybody's wondering what this H is an N nonsense is, there are these little proteins that hang off of the viruses, and one of them the virus uses to glom onto the target cells in your respiratory system, and that's called hemagglutinin, or H. And the other one the virus uses is called neuraminidase, and what that allows the virus to do is clip itself off of the cell as it buds out. So as it buds out of the cell that's producing viruses, the little neuraminidase protein acts like a little scissors and clips the flu virus off of the cell that it just budded out of, and so it can go on and infect another cell.
You know, for those of you guys listening, you know, Dr. She's talking about, you know, what the H3N2, what the H and the N means, the hemagglutinin and the neuraminidase. Guys, for those of you that start tuning out when we start talking science, remember, if you play that Scrabble, that online Scrabble game, you know how many points you're going to get with hemagglutinin and neuraminidase? So I hope you guys are writing this stuff down. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Deuce. Go ahead, Dr. Deuce.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's actually like around 18 different H's and 11 different N's. So you can have all sorts of different combinations. And what flu viruses do is they can infect, more than one of them can infect you. Mm-hmm. And then they can recombine. So it's really interesting because you can get all sorts of different H and N combinations. And so the H3N2 is what we're dealing with now.
And so how does the CDC determine, in terms of vaccine, which strain, like a year from now, is going to be the bad one? You know, when they make the trivalent and quadrivalent vaccines, how do they guess?
Well, they take advantage of the fact that you tend to see flu in a seasonal pattern, right? So as the weather gets cold, people huddle together indoors, the air gets drier because their furnaces are going, right? And their and their mucosal membranes in their noses get a little bit cracked. And so then, you know, it's easier for the flu to infect you when it's cold and you're huddled indoors in big groups, right? And so that happens in the southern hemisphere during our summer. And so people, the scientists take a look at what's going on in places like Australia and New Zealand and some of those areas. And in China, where for some reason a lot of these things come from. And then they kind of take a calculated guess that, okay, this one's spreading a lot in people in this area in the winter in Australia, which is actually, you know, July, August in
that
our
would
area.
Make sense.
So that's what we can expect to get when it comes to flu season, October or so, in the U.S.
I knew something more came out of Australia than just thunder down under. I knew that because I'm, you know, because I'm thinking, I go, if winter is being celebrated in other parts of the, you know, world at different times,
right,
then why don't we look at what's going on with the flu there, and then we just kind of copycat and act like it's our idea. That's brilliant.
Right. And then, yeah, and then they do the same thing, right? So they take a look at what we're passing around up here during our winter, and then they make their flu vaccine according to what they think they're going to be getting again in their winter.
That's right. We're speaking to Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences in Microbiology and Immunology at Troy University of Nevada. It's because you guys asked for somebody a lot more intelligent in virology than me. When I was explaining a couple days ago how a cold spell will kickstart the flu epidemic, many of you guys are like, Dahlia, can you please get somebody with a little bit more knowledge on the situation? So, Dr. Deuce, I was explaining how when the cold, dry weather will dehydrate the droplet particles, so then the virus is more transmissible, why do you think cold spells kickstart flu seasons?
Well, for one thing, most of the flu that gets transmitted, like from, you know, me and my friends to you and your friends, that happens before we're sick.
Right.
So before we feel ill, right? So the flu virus infects you, and you're still feeling fine. But every time you breathe or talk or sneeze or cough or wipe your face or your, shall we say, pick your nose or, and then take somebody's hands or open a door. Right. It spreads. And then you get sick and you stay home, but it's too late. You've already infected all your friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
And so when it's cold and people tend to gather in places, home, school, they're inside rather than outside, so you're at the skating rink inside rather than wandering around outside. And again, your nose kind of dries out, and the particles can go further. So if you sneeze and you've got some flu virus in there, those particles dry out and they're smaller particles. They're smaller little droplets, microscopic, and they can hang out in the air for hours. And somebody else coming along breathes them in, and boom, they've got the flu.
Exactly. How long do you think flu can last on a keyboard or a door handle?
It can. Some of these flu viruses are really very stable, and they can last for a day or two.
You know, we were talking about hepatitis C a while back and how some people can acquire it when they go and get a pedicure. And hepatitis C, I guess, in dried blood form, can live for months. Is that true?
Yes. That's true. And so if you've got a little, tiny little microscopic, globulate of something that came out of somebody's sneeze and there's flu viruses in there, they can last for a long time.
Oh, Dr. Deuce, thank you. We ran out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Can't wait to have you back. You feel better, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Where is Judy Garland now buried? She got moved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. So one of my favorite songs growing up was on the Good Ship Lollipop, because my mom said I look like Shirley Temple. I look nothing like Shirley Temple. I was not a real blonde, please. But, you know, anyway, I was cute. And I also like singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. somewhere. Okay, anyway, and I was a good singer back then. I'm not anymore. So I've always been a fan of Judy Garland. I thought Judy Garland's voice was absolutely amazing for her being a child star, having a grown-up voice. She blew people's, you know, people away. And then, obviously, her children are very talented as well, including Liza Minnelli. And then I forgot her other daughter that was in Grease, too. Why can't I think, I forget her other daughter. But, you know, I've always kind of been fascinated with her history. And I didn't realize that they moved her body a couple times. Okay, I guess Judy Garland's remains were flown from New York to Los Angeles by her family so she could be buried with her children and grandchildren. She died back in 1969 and I guess was removed from a mausoleum in Hartsdale on Thursday and flown out of JFK in a cargo hold on American Airlines flight to Los Angeles. And they think it's because there was a lack of space in the New York plot. All right, and I guess Liza Minnelli, her daughter, who's now 70 years old, blows your mind that Liza Minnelli is already 70, is now going to be moved to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So I didn't know that, you know, you could be buried somewhere and then all of a sudden, later on down the line, they go, sorry, no room. Sources told People magazine that Garland's New York burial spot was not expansive enough to accommodate the actress and the rest of her relatives, including her three children, who are all alive. Here we are, Lorna Luft, Joey Luft, and Liza Minnelli. So moving Garland to the more expansive Hollywood Forever plot will allow for her children and grandchildren to eventually be buried with her. That's a tough one. I mean, I love my dad. I love my grandma. You know, God forbid anything happens to the rest of my family. I don't necessarily know if I don't have to be, you know, in the same area. I love my mom and I hope she lives till 120, even longer, you know, but something tells me that in the afterlife, she is going to be making my life miserable. So separate us by a couple states. So, I think Garland was interred in the Beth Olam section of the cemetery for Jewish people, because she's Jewish. I believe she's half Jewish. Two of Garland's husbands were Jewish. She was raised Episcopalian, and it is believed that she did not convert to Judaism. I thought she was part Jewish. All right. Hollywood Forever obviously has a bunch of directors and writers, and it's a very big cemetery for people in the industry. So I guess George Harrison, Jane Mansfield, Mickey Rooney, and hundreds other have been buried there. And I guess she was very close with Mickey Rooney. So just some real quick interesting trivia with The Wizard of Oz. Now, The Wizard of Oz, obviously filmed in Technicolor, was such a brilliant move, and it was in competition with Gone with the Wind at the time, because both of them had been the first movies to, I believe, have been filmed blockbusters in Technicolor. And some of you guys know some of this trivia, but I love, you know, hearing things like this, and because it's been a while since I've seen the movie, but it's so iconic that you can't, forget. So I guess Margaret Hamilton's performance as the Wicked Witch of the West was so scary and frightening, so many of those scenes, that they cut out a lot of the scenes and had to edit it. She was one of the most amazing Wicked Witches with her face and with her, you know, I remember being scared of her. And people forget that even though a lot of adults went to see the movie, kids did too. The part of the wizard had been earmarked for W.C. Fields when the script was written. Just like when Gone with the Wind was written, the author had Clark Gable in mind the whole time. Judy Garland's white dress was actually pink, as it was easier to shoot in Technicolor. They were going to do a sequel, but I guess Hamilton expressed doubts over the feasibility of such a project, and by then Garland became such a big star that we don't know if she would have done the sequel. Obviously, a lot of famous lines had come from, greatest movie lines, like There's No Place Like Home, Toto, I Have a Feeling We're Not in Kansas Anymore. So a lot of, you know, famous lines obviously came from that. They say it was one of the most overrated movies of all times. I don't think it was overrated. I think for that time, I think it was brilliant. It was kind of hard to get my kids to like it. You know, by the year 2000, it didn't seem to interest them as much. But when you look back and you see how they did that tornado scene, I thought that was pretty brilliant. Apparently, the reason why Judy Garland, looked more childlike than she was is they used a corset. The winged monkeys
that, you know, the several actors playing the winged monkeys, many were injured because the piano wires that were holding them snapped during a shoot during the haunted forest scene. So a lot of them got hurt. Each munchkin earned $50 per week, yet Toto got $125 per week. This is from The Guardian. I don't know. I guess Toto made $125 a week. Jello crystals were stuck all over the horses in the Emerald City Palace to add color. And the horses were licking off the Jello crystals, so they had to hurry and quickly film. They say the running time is 101 minutes. It was originally 112 minutes. And only audiences at test screenings were able to see the additional 11 minutes. I don't think you could find those. Let me see here. The production cost came in at $2.7 million. But on initial release, the film only earned $3 million. So that was interesting. Apparently, in L. Frank Baum's novel, the original novel, there were scenes where these tiger-bear hybrids, Kalitas, were dashed to pieces, okay, by the Tin Woodman using his axe. And I guess he decapitated wolves, etc. And then I guess bumblebees were stinging themselves. I don't know. It was supposed to be a lot more violent than it was. MGM had Louis Mayer from Mayer Goldwyn Mayer. Mayer had wanted to change the color of the slippers from silver to ruby. They used to be silver slippers, and then they made them ruby. The song Over the Rainbow came in at number one on America's Film Institute's 2004 list of 100 greatest songs in American films. It really is a good song. But one day I'll sing it to you. All right. The costumes were so scary Ray Bolger, Brett Lehrer, Jack Haley, you know, who was the Tin Man and Scarecrow and the lion, that they had to eat their meals in their dressing rooms so they didn't alarm other diners in the MGM cafeteria. And Burt Lehrer's costume weighed about 90 pounds. So, in 1989, a pair of real ruby slippers were made to mark the 50th anniversary, and they found that those ruby slippers were about $3 million. They had to use 5 different directors and 14 different writers in the various stages of pre-production. They were trying to, at the time, with this movie, beat Walt Disney's Snow White and Seven Dwarfs that was released in 1937. Yeah, I preferred that because I really never got the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I really don't understand why, you know, if you had a chance to be with seven men, I would, you know, I don't know. I just never understood that whole concept of, I don't get it. Yeah, I believe she was really outnumbered. But anyway, Judy Garland did win an Oscar. In 1939, Frank Baum received $75,000 for the rights to his book. That's it. $75,000 for the rights of the book. Standard industrial paint bought from a hardware store. A hardware store was used to coat the bricks of the yellow brick road. Nothing fancy. Just regular paint. All right. The Fly My Pretties Fly was actually Fly, Fly, Fly. It never was Fly My Pretties. I never thought that. The fire that engulfs the witch's hands as she's trying to remove the ruby slippers is apple juice spewing out of the shoes. The film then sped it up to make it look like fire. Very, very cool. Dorothy's house falling from the sky, a miniature house was dropped onto a sky painting on the stage floor, and then the film reversed it to make it appear that the film was falling towards the camera. Very cool. Jack Haley's woodsman costume was so stiff that he had to lean against the board if he wanted to rest. So I have a very, very cool stuff. There's a lot more little scoop on that. 4 different sets of slippers had to be used, one of which was stolen from a museum in Minnesota. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Duff Belly.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC.
D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A good friend of mine has told me to get signed up with Words. I guess Words is a Scrabble game. And so I guess I'm in the middle of a game with him playing Scrabble. And it's kind of demasculinating or, for me, defeminizing. Or I don't know what the word is. I feel stupid because I don't know how to spell. And so I think I made up like gloop. To me, gloop is a word. Yet you put that in the Scrabble, they go, nope, nope, not a real word. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've said that on air millions of times. Gloop, gloopy, goob, gooby. And no, they won't, you know. And he's beating me, and all I could do is come up with, like, little three-letter words. I'm not very good with, you know, multiple syllables, as you all can see. So it's a good game. But that hemagglutinin that Dr. Deuce told, I really want to try to use hemagglutinin. I just don't think they're going to give us enough letters. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Starbucks apparently has reported disappointing sales. All right, this was reported yesterday. Because of the congestion in its stores for prompting some people to leave without buying anything. Starbucks said the popularity of its mobile order and pay option, which is supposed to make getting your drink easier, has caused bottlenecks at areas where people pick up their drinks. CEO Howard Schultz, who is going to, I guess, be leaving that role in April to become executive chairman, said the issue has created anxiety among some customers. And I don't drink coffee and I don't go into Starbucks that often, so I have no idea what's going on. But one thing I do notice is when I'm driving down the street and there's a Starbucks, I notice a line no matter what time of day. It could be 9 o'clock at night and these coffee houses have, aren't you supposed to just drink the coffee, at, you know, in the morning? So, I guess for the 3 months, the Seattle-based U.S. sales rose 3% at established stores, but the increase was a result of higher spending per visit, with more people taking, you know, breakfast sandwiches and other food, etc. But customer visits flattened out, okay? And I guess they cut its sales forecast for the year, and its stocks fell. So it's very interesting because, you know, Starbucks is a brilliant company. I was, when we did the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska, you get to stop in Victoria in Canada. And I'm walking down the street and there's a Starbucks on one side of the street. And I need to cross the street and there's a Starbucks on the other side of the street. Now, I mean, I'm used to, in America, you have, let's say, a McDonald's, and my McDonald's will be in that area and have that, you know, few mile radius. You don't put two McDonald's next to each other. Even though that may happen if there's a mall, you know, I get that. But, you know, there's certain, I think, rules of franchises where you can't have two stores, just like the Dr. Dahlia Show. There can't be another gorgeous bombshell doctor on radio next to me. I'd be like, okay, get the hell out of here. I'm the only bombshell here. It's like, excuse me, okay, you look nothing like, you look more like, you know, what a bomb does, okay, you know. But no, you're not a bombshell. But anyway, you know, there has to be some sort of a radius, some sort of a non-compete, something. Yet Starbucks had one across the street of another, and they were both busy. So I don't know. Anyway, Starbucks said about 1,200 of its stores were getting more than 20% of the transactions from mobile order and pay during peak hours. In total, mobile order and pay accounted for 7% of all U.S. transactions. Up from 3% a year ago. 7% of all U.S. transactions. That is huge. They've had active growth to nearly 13 million. Sales rose 5% in Asia. So, I mean, they're doing well. Starbucks earned $751.8 million, or 51 cents per share. I don't really understand this whole thing with $1 billion in shares and how, you know, you and I would benefit. But my guess is if the stocks go up, you make money. I don't think I have Starbucks stock. I don't think I have any stock. I think I have some sort of mutual fund. I don't know what the hell it represents. But I foresee that growing because really people like their caffeine. So interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. heart failure rates are on the rise. And I guess it's your doctor's fault. Now, why would that be? Well, what is heart failure? Heart failure is when your heart fails to pump. We've talked about heart failure multiple times on the show, where you don't seem to get a good pump in circulating the blood the way it needs to be. And since the heart's sole purpose is to pump blood, it's failing.
So heart failure. Apparently, it rose by 800,000 over the last 5 years, according to the American Heart Association. All right? And they think that heart failure is going to rise by 46% by the year 2030, meaning 8 million people are going to be running around with heart failure in America. All right? So why? Well, one is, you know, our baby boomers are living longer. Okay? We have rising older population. They're living longer. And the biggie is you're surviving your heart attack more and more. We doctors are really big on the statin medications and the beta blockers and watching the heart and testing the heart, that if you go to your doctor and you end up suffering from a heart attack, but it's mild enough for you to live, that's pretty damn good, right? However, if you have suffered a heart attack and you've lived through it, that heart muscle is weaker. So now that heart muscle being weak does not allow your heart pump to be as good a pump. So they think the more and more people that survive heart attacks and more heart failure. Now, I will take the blame. I would rather you guys live past your heart attack, all right? And heart failure we could treat and we can manage, than you guys getting the heart attacks and dying. But the moral to this is, let's try to prevent the heart attack from even happening so you don't go into heart failure. So cardiovascular disease, it includes high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, any sort of heart issue. And we still have a growing problem with cardiovascular disease. And remember we talked about how heart disease and cancer are the number one and two killer, and then diabetes has now moved up to number three? Well, diabetes affects the heart. Diabetes can indirectly cause heart failure. You know, you aren't getting good blood flow. The muscle's not as healthy because the diabetic blood, the sugary blood, isn't the healthiest. So we have a lot of work to do. Okay? Worldwide, heart disease and stroke are the two top causes of death worldwide. So in the United States, heart disease is first, stroke is fifth. But worldwide, it's one and two. So, you know, how to prevent heart failure, how to prevent heart disease. If you have high cholesterol, we have got to lower that cholesterol. I know many of you do not like the statin medications. If you can't tolerate them, if they make you ache, all right, talk to your doctor. We may have to do something different. But if you're just being a wussy and you just don't want to go on a medication because you want to do it all natural, that's what happened to my father, and he dropped dead of a heart attack. No, I don't want to take the Lipitor. It hurt my liver. No, I don't want to. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He had a very strong accent. Hurt your liver? Nobody gives a damn about your liver. Take the gosh darn medication so you don't get a heart attack. Well, he did get a heart attack and he died. So he was stubborn, my dad. And now he's up there going, I still didn't want to take the Lipitor. So I'm like, oh, what do you do? Men are so stubborn. But, these statin medications, they help prevent heart attacks. There's been proof time and time again. I love the statin medications. I don't give a damn what you guys think about me and pharmaceutical companies. Those statin medications are my favorite. Also, eating fish. If you eat some good, wholesome fish, that helps. I don't like to eat the fish. I can't stand fish, but if it comes down to it, yeah, I'll hold my nose and stick a piece in my mouth. Eat vegetables. You got to exercise. If you have a family history of heart disease, get your butts into your doctor. Have them check your heart early. Get an EKG. Get an echo. Get a stress test. Have the cardiologist take a peek at you. Okay? Why not? See if they want to do any of those tests. If you smoke, stop smoking. Yeah. Stop smoking. If you're diabetic, don't be diabetic anymore. Diabetes is technically curable. Okay? I understand if you're prone to diabetes and you have insulin issues, yes, that could be lifelong. But let's get that sugar down. Let's get that sugar under control. So there's things we can do. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.